Hello, Audio Boo. I wanted to, respond to the blind drummer's thoughts on the JAWS for Windows screen reader. I agree with you. I don't know a lot about coding and all that stuff. I don't know, what that entails, but if they need to clean up the screen reader, they should, especially if they've been if it's just stuff that's not being used and it's just sitting there. I agree. And I have noticed that JAWS for Windows is it takes up a lot of RAM and it takes up a lot of resources and all that. It makes my computer run slow, and it's just, and I too use NVDA, and I notice a big difference in the way my computer runs with that. Props to the guys that designed that program, by the way. I think they've changed, they've done a good thing, with this screen reader, and the fact that it's free, I think that's awesome. Which I hope, by the way, that people will donate to them, because that's a good thing that they've done. And you're right, people shouldn't have to pay $1,500, however the price is, just to have access, equal access, to your computer as a sighted person. I'm sorry, I think it's ridiculous. It's not like people have that kind of money just sitting around where they can just say, okay, I'm going to buy this screen reader. No. Yeah, it's expensive. So, yeah, I'm with you on that one. And I hope that Freedom Scientific does do something about changing it up a little. JAWS needs a makeover. It does. It needs a makeover. It really does. I wish it wasn't such a big program, because it is. I don't remember it being so huge. My first copy of JAWS was 3.31, when I was using Windows 95, like back in the 90s, like 95. Five or something like that. And even that wasn't a big, it wasn't big at all. And now it's huge. Wanted to respond to the blind drummer. And these are just my thoughts, nobody else's. So I'm not bashing on Freedom Scientific or JAWS or anything. I'm just responding, people. So, anyway, I will go for now, and I will talk to you guys soon. Bye for now.